Welcome, everybody, to The Biscuit Show. This is your host, Andy Joe. And who am I with here? Andy Joe and...
And I am your host, Big Kev.
That's right, Big Kevaroni.
You know why I say that, don't you?
Why?
You probably don't even get that. Me and Mick did that for the first every bit.
I remember you guys started
shows.
That, yeah.
But you never knew why we did it, did you?
Just to, like, be antagonistic?
No. Back, you remember Primetime Wrestling? Do you? Andy?
My wife is talking to me now. Dang, Nabbit, I'm having technical difficulties. Hang on.
All right.
Hang on. Pause.
We don't reshoot openings.
Hey, hang on.
We don't reshoot openings.
Yeah, why don't you just entertain our listeners while I'm away from the computer? Go ahead. Tell a story.
Well, I'll tell some nursery rhymes.
Tell a nursery rhyme, please.
I'm a little teapot, short stout. Tip me over and pour me out. Jack Sprat ain't no fat. His wife, she ain't no lean. I have a dream today, an American dream, if you will. I ain't going to stop. I'm going to keep going. It's going to be like Bill Burr in Philadelphia. I've still got 15 minutes, you cheese-eating, knucklehead-having. We're going to argue about my Christmas tree in this episode. We got all kinds of stuff. I tweeted the Dixie Rhodes this week. I hung up a damn stocking for a cat in my house for Christmas time. And if you're logging on to this show, hoping it's going to be the Biscuit Christmas special like it was a couple years ago, keep hoping. We left that one up. Play it and enjoy it. I ain't doing no Paula Deen impression this year.
Okay, I'm back.
We don't do that. We're a stripped-down podcast.
What do you...
And I still got 10 minutes.
What are you like, rambling on about? Now that I'm back, what are you rambling on about?
You're back. You have a reason to listen to the show next week.
Oh, now I need to listen to this now, huh?
Okay. I thought that was me. I enjoyed it.
I'm trying to figure out the volume control on this thing. I feel it's like a little loud, although I guess we can just turn it down when I mix it.
Yeah,
okay, so we're back. We're on the Biscuit Show. This is we're season 5. We're episode 2 now. It's very exciting. You called me in the middle of playing Red Dead Redemption. What is up?
Well, dude, I just wanted to... Can I finish the story I was trying to tell?
Were you in the middle of a story?
Yeah, I was trying to tell you why I always say, and I'm your host.
Okay, yes. I remember you and Mickey were like, and I'm your host, and then Mickey would be like, and I'm...
Do you remember Primetime Wrestling? I know you do, but do you remember Primetime Wrestling?
Yes.
Okay, every week, how did the show start? Hello, everybody, this is Gorilla Monsoon! And Bobby would say... And I'm your host, Bobby the Brain Heenan.
Right.
Mick and I did have done that in tribute to the brain.
Oh, Biscuit. There you have it.
So there's a reason for it. It's trying to keep that going. Mick and I had that. That was going to be our big angle until Mick got a couple steps up the ladder of entertainment.
Found you Jesus know. Or what?
Oh, that no, he got a couple steps higher letter of entertainment and doesn't have time for this now.
Yeah, I don't know what his thing is, but yeah, he's
Biscuit, he ain't got time. He's a network television star.
And may I
basic cable.
And may I give a healthy rat spit.
Yeah.
But yeah, no,
for those of you who don't know, our former co-host of this show, Mickey Ray, can now be heard each and every week on Nickelodeon as the voice of Poe on Kung Fu Panda.
That's right.
Legends of Awesomeness.
That is right. Yeah. So what was it? What was the impetus that said, I got to call Andy right now at 10 p.m. Pacific time?
I read a tweet.
Yes. So for one thing, I'm proud of you for finally being on Twitter, because I've been on it for 4 years. And I remember when I got on it and I was like, Kevin, you should get on it. And you were like, I ain't getting on no Twitter.
Anti.
I didn't get on no Twitter. So how long have you been using Twitter?
You know, I've been lurking on Twitter for about 3-4 months, okay. And I'll tell you what got me on
you
there.
What?
The most Christian. This is the most unchristian thing that I will ever address on this show.
Admit to.
But there is a fake. There is a fake Vince McMahon.
Oh snap!
On Twitter, by the name of Cranky Vince, and he tweets. He tweets about 15 times a day.
Wow!
And it is comedy. It's obviously somebody who knows him,
right,
and has enough inside knowledge to where the stuff relates, but it's all about Vince, you know, there's running things like he keeps referring to, quote, Big Earl.
I don't know what that is.
Well, Big Earl is Vince, is what Cranky Vince calls his pecker.
Oh, goodness.
So he's always talking about Big Earl is flapping in the breeze, and ends everything with an F-U, and it's just, it's comedy. Like, there are times I read it, I feel so wrong, and it's like, I got to go talk to my pastor and repent. But damn it, it's funny.
Well, I can appreciate some humor. So that's what got you listening. And then what got you to, like, make an account? Or did you have to have an account to, like, sign up, I suppose, right? You have to.
Yeah, I did, and that's why I don't have my name on it. I just have a handle because I really didn't want people to know I'm on it and to come looking for me and things.
Right. I respect that. Cool. Well, it's good that you're on. And so what was the tweet that got you to come over? You were like, what was
it? Why don't you just read your last tweet for everybody?
Okay. By the way, for those of you who do or do not know, I rented a game, Skyrim, on Redbox because it's $60 and I don't have the bones for that, especially at Christmas time when I'm buying everyone presents. So I rented it at Redbox.
You can do $1.99.
Well, I didn't know I could. I didn't even know that Redbox had games, but I noticed it last week when we were in Kerman. They had video games on it, and I was like, holy crud. And they weren't like old games, they had like brand new games. So I said, well, let me try this. And I rented Skyrim, and I decided to tweet that weekend that I had it, you know, kind of a live blogging while I was playing. So I was having a lot of fun with that. But my latest tweet says, let me pull it up. And I need to go through these things and, like, clean them out. Okay, it says, okay, we need a biscuit. Okay, I said, just found out that my mother-in-law bought me Skyrim, but she found out it's an M-rated game and returned it. Fail.
If that ain't biscuit lurking, I don't know what is, bro.
Oh, my goodness. So my wife.
How did that work out?
So my wife is like, "Hey, we're watching Sons of Anarchy," and she goes, "Hey, do you have any game?" She's like, "I need to ask you a question for my mom, but by asking you the question, I'm kind of spoiling a little bit the present you're gonna get." I'm like, "Hang on, wait a minute. You mean?"
Hold on.
I'm like, "Hold on. If someone's going to buy me a present, I will do everything in my power to assist them." Okay, so what's the question? I don't care if I will help them buy me something. So she goes, "Well, my mom bought you a video game." I'm like, "Okay, cool. And I know you would really want it." I'm like, "Okay. But do you have a game on your list of video games that is an E for everyone or a T for teen?" And I go, am I a teen now? What's going on? What happened to me?
I've got Nickelodeon's Major League Baseball.
Yeah, exactly.
I play baseball with SpongeBob.
And I go, "Well, I don't know." I'm like, I'm thinking, like, well, the ones that are on my list are like L.A. Noire, BioShock, Modern Warfare 2, Uncharted 2, you know, all right. So I'm like, I don't know. And I go, "Well, I'm not sure." And she goes, "If it's Skyrim," I just looked at it and I go, "If it was Skyrim, then just get me the game. Like, I don't care what it is. I don't care what rating it is." She goes, "Yeah, well, I tried to explain that to my mom, but you know, I said that the M for mature is not like an R rating." But so she goes, this is what happened. They were at the mall today. They went into GameStop, my wife and my mother-in-law. They go in there. and she's buying me Skyrim. I find it it's Skyrim. My wife couldn't really. Yeah. So she's buying me Skyrim. She goes up to pay for it, and the counter guy's like, excuse me, ma'am, you realize this is an M for mature game, right? And my mother-in-law is like, what's that mean? And the guy's like, well, you know, if this is the highest rated for maturity. You know, there's explicit material in this game. You know, she's going off on these definitions. And
Dude, as you're explaining that, I am picturing the cross-eyed guy that works at Hero Comics. Just sitting there. Well, you know, when we have a saver, what we do is we actually order the comics in advance. So you can't not buy a comic yet in your saver. It's the same type. Oh, my God. Just want to headbutt this guy.
So my mom, so my wife is like, so she's looking at Nicole, and Nicole's like, well, you know, all of our games are mature except for Rock Band. And she says that, you know, a mature game.
Anyway.
Right. She says, you know, she said, well, Mom, a M-rated game is not really necessarily the equivalent of an R-rated movie. I mean, usually it's because there's killing and stuff. Mind you, my wife's favorite game right now is Assassin's Creed 2. Right. So, I mean, you know, and that is basically, you know, you're an assassin, you know, you're Batman basically in the Renaissance. So with that explanation, Nicole's mom says, okay, well, we'll get it. So she gets the game, they walk, and she's like, is there any other game that he could take? And my mom's, Nicole's like, well, he really would love this game. So she's like, okay. She buys the game, she walks like 10 feet out of the store, and she's totally second guessing, and she's like, you know, I just don't feel comfortable buying him a mature game. Is there any kind of like, you know,
this is how we're going to do this. Then this is a suggestion. What you do is you walk store, okay, and you buy
a gift,
the newest Mario family game night for family home evening, okay. It's about $60.
Exactly. You're feeling what
I'm
saying.
You know exactly.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So exactly.
And you're happy as you did.
Exactly.
You go, oh, I love this. I'm a big Mario fan.
I'm a big boy.
Look, honey. I love me some Mario. I'm going to play Mario every night. And so every time she calls in the future, say around January 12th.
Exactly. You're like, oh.
And she, so how's Andy doing? He's good. He's playing Mario.
Exactly. And honey, is that my mother-in-law on the phone? Hang on, I'm on Mario Kart. Yeah.
Let me pause. I'm about to get Luigi right now. We're gonna fight
hang on,
Bowser.
Hang on, I'm getting some of my gold coins. Hang on, let me get my gold coins.
I'm getting the mushroom. I'm leveling up.
Serious, dude. So I'm like, I'm almost 40 years old, and people are thinking I cannot get an M-rated game. I don't know what to think anymore, dude. I don't know what to do.
You know, we're going to talk about this in this episode because I wanted a biscuit last week with some of my frustrations. But I don't know if we talked about it last time, but I took a seasonal job at a major department store that's logo is a bullseye.
Uh-huh.
And I have to wear, you know, red shirts when I work there. So I don't know if I, you know, tell you what store that's.
Right.
But anyway, and I work in the electronics selling those video games. And every mature game I sell, I have to actually scan the driver's license.
Oh, really?
They ain't playing.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, my mother-in-law is in her late 50s. You know,
yeah,
but I'm assuming it's because maybe she's buying it for like a 10-year-old kid or something, you know?
Well, I don't care. You grown.
You grown.
That's the whole point. You grown. You buy that game. You live with it.
I remember when I could go to the corner store and buy some cigarettes for my mama. So.
You just doubted your mama used to smoke, by the way.
Well, I know, but you know what I mean. You know what I mean, right? Kids used to buy cigarettes for their parents. Now, a parent cannot buy a video game for their child. What is wrong with this situation?
That's hilarious. That's great.
Right?
That's a biscuit classic right there. Right? That's a biscuit classic. That's Hall of Fame.
Oh, goodness. So anyway, she goes, well, what should we do? And I said, so she's asking me, is there anything on your list that's a teen? And I go, I don't think so.
Yeah,
and
they have some gift cards that work.
Exactly. So she said, why don't we just do a gift card? And I said, she goes, do you want just a gift card?
Yes, I do.
I go, yes. She goes, well, do you want one at GameStop or one at Amazon? I said, well, just give me one at Amazon, actually. Because it probably can get it cheaper, and then I can, like, mix around with other things, too, right? So,
yeah,
I'll just get a gift card to Amazon and do my damage there.
That's right.
I'm a big fan of Amazon. I've yet to get the Prime, but the way I use Amazon, I totally should, because I'm always getting stuff on it, and I would save money doing it. I just have it. Prime.
I you know what? As soon as they're streaming, as I have a TV that's capable of doing their streaming, and I can get Netflix, because right now I still have an old tube TV because I'm stubborn and I'm not getting rid of it until it goes out. Looking at the prices of these new TVs, they're getting so low. I'm about to put a hammer through this TV so I can get me a new one.
I hear you, dude. I'll go over there and I'll freaking accidentally do something to it.
I know you will.
I will do that.
Pour lemonade and Rubio.
Exactly. I will accidentally jack it up if you need me to justify something.
But I don't need anything to get my media addiction any closer. But anyway.
I'm gonna get a gift card for a game, and then I will buy a game and not tell her it's M for mature. And she will
Mario.
She will sleep well.
M for Mario.
Well, what's funny is I was talking about Skyrim, of course, on Facebook and Twitter, and my daughter, my oldest daughter, read it, and she's like, you like Skyrim? I go, yeah, I played it for a couple of days. I loved it. And she goes, everyone's talking about it. I don't know why you guys like it. I go, it's fun. She's like, it's boring. You just walk around. I'm like, it's just like Assassin's Creed, and you like that. Oh, no, there's more fun there. I go, well, you haven't seen someone fight a dragon. When you fight a dragon, dude, it is intense. It is amazing. And she goes, yes, I have. I go, well, who have you seen fight a dragon? Pappy. Pappy. Pappy is my ex-wife's husband. My ex-wife's husband.
If she calls him Pappy, does he have a beard? A giant white beard, and does he wear a cowboy hat with the front? Is he a prospector?
It was.
Really? Hey, Pappy, how are you?
Pappy's better than Daddy, so I'll go with Pappy.
I'll whip a man's ass and call my daughter Daddy.
Exactly. So because of that, Pappy. But the fact that Pappy has freaking Skyrim and I don't makes it, you know. Makes it that much. Nigga be called Pappy.
He's a grown man, dog. How am I going to call grown man Pappy?
How am I going to call grown man Pappy? Nigga got Wii, Xbox, and PlayStation 3. Okay?
All right. So now we have to edit that word out before we get hate mail from the three people that listen.
From Eric.
Yeah, from Eric. He hates that word, dog, so don't.
I know, I shouldn't say that.
He doesn't like us using that word.
I know.
One time I said kike in front of him, and he really got mad. Well, I didn't think anything of it. You know my carny ass.
But
I grew up on the carny word.
But
I thought it was just kike.
You know what word he loves to say, which I'm fine with, but a lot of people can't handle, is faggot.
Is it another word from homosexual?
Yeah, he loves faggot. He loves faggot.
I think he goes to the oat. I don't think he goes to the full faget. I think
faget? It's faget now?
That's what I've been using to get around it.
Faget?
That guy's a faget right there.
What the hell is faget?
It's the French. That's how you say it in French.
Oh, gosh. Oh, God.
Or fagala, which is the Jewish way to say it.
What?
Now that we've alienated and offended anybody,
I heard this one, post Mormon. someone said that they were post-Mormon. I'm like, what the hell's post-Mormon? Because instead of being called ex-Mormon, you know, they call
them post. I
thought
the term was Jack.
Yeah, I don't know. But yeah, post-Mormon.
All my life it's been Jack Mormon, right?
Yeah. I've heard Jack, but I've never heard of post-Mormon.
Maybe Jack Mormon. I guess, are they still pursuing a faith?
Yeah, they're like just Christian or they're whatever.
Okay, see, then that's the deal. Then that's probably what it is, because Jack Mormon, that's like big spinning and drinking and
I guess, yeah.
And whoring and drinking caffeine and having tannin on their toast and stuff. And
just straight tannin. Just straight like the chemical tannin.
Just spread.
Spreads the freaking, you get your like big gloves and the beaker and you pour out this freaking tannin on there. What you got there? What you got cooking? Tannin toast.
And they eat it. Take that, Brigham Young.
Take some of this. Ha.
Prophet, seer, and revelate that.
I got your rocks. I got your rocks. Dude, I've been watching at work for the last 2 days straight.
Yeah, go ahead and get that on the internet. Anyway.
I watched straight the whole season 1 and season 2. I just finished season 2 today. I watched for 2 full days all of Chappelle's Show, and it is still brilliant. It is so many good skits. It's not like there's no bad
batting
episodes.
Average was so good. His batting average was so
dang
good.
Dang, it was good. I mean, I'm not saying every skit was amazing. Of course, there are some that are, but like every episode is great. Like there's
and
really
when you got to the when you got into the end of season 2, the from about the time Wayne Brady's got to choke a bit,
yeah,
all the way through the end of the show,
yeah,
that was so damn good.
It was brilliant. It's I recommend you rewatch. It's fun.
No, I can't do that. I can't do that.
It's fun.
I got to stay away from stuff.
I hear you.
And on Netflix, it's all uncensored, so.
I want to piss on you.
So there's
stuff like that.
Yeah.
I want to piss.
There's stuff I just, piss. It would just take me to, you know, actually even, dude, I got to be honest. I have a hard time with stand-up comedy. With a lot of stand-up comedy, just because it sometimes, if I get too much of it, because like I'm a huge fan of Bill Burr.
Dude, he was funny. Did you know he was on the Chappelle Show?
Yes, of course I know that.
Okay,
he was Samuel Jackson Fury. He was the
Quick
Factor.
Yeah.
I love Bill Burr.
He's brilliant.
But him, any of these guys, when I start to listen to too much of it, it just makes me cynical and bitter. And I'm really trying to get away from that. And it really affects me. So I have to really limit my stand-up. But still, Bill Burr, I can't resist. Like when I hear, like he did this thing on his Monday morning podcast thing where he was ranting about Black Friday.
Uh-huh.
I was dying and laughing. Well, it was so damn funny.
Stand up. I mean, I performed a cut for those who are listening. I performed just a small like a 10-minute set in Fresno Thanksgiving weekend. And there was about 7 comedians, and everyone did somewhere between 10 and 15 minutes. But if I have to listen to another open micer or featured comedian talk about getting high and sex, I'm going to shoot myself, because that's all they talk about. And the thing is, it's never clever, and it's not funny.
No, not at all.
And it's just it's literally boring. It's like, yeah, I love getting drunk. I love smoking weed, man. I smoke some.
Anybody
burger.
Here like to get drunk? Anybody here like to get drunk? You're in a bar, dickhead.
It's like, man, you know these white girls with the big asses, man. I love them big round asses. And it's just like it's not. There's no cleverness. There's no comedy. It's just talking. And I'm just like, let me tell you seriously, 90%. Of all like open mic level guys are all just that's all they talk about is getting high and sex, and it's just boring. And you probably and there was a lot of offensive stuff in Fresno. There was a lot of those comedians were pretty offensive. I mean, I have a few jokes, but I don't really go that hardcore at all.
You know, I saw your Comic Con set.
Yeah, it was okay. I mean, I had a lot of fun with it. I mean, a lot of those jokes I made up that day. But there's a couple things. I mean, there's some new jokes that I've fixed. There's some jokes there that I fixed. Yeah. The punchline to the bonnet is different, things like that. But I thought there were some laughs, right? People liked it.
See, now that was one of the things that I was going to suggest, if I suggested anything, was punch up the punchlines on that stuff.
Yeah. All those punchlines, now they pop more. I mean, one of the comments I got right after that, actually that evening, was, let the audience know when they're supposed to laugh, really hit the punchline, really let them know what the joke is, like where it's at. And so I really kind of, since then, I really worked on that. So, but there's a couple of funny things. I think some of it people like.
I've been kind of working around trying to find what I want to say, but I'm working on a little act.
Good.
I'm working on it. I'm gonna be totally honest in my stuff too. I'm gonna come out and talk about recovery. I'm gonna talk about talk about Jesus, why I've been saved, how I've been saved, and I know my mouth runs away with me, but I'm a work in progress. I'm the white Steve Harvey, brother.
Well, I just started working on this new thing yesterday. It's not ready. I don't really have the joke yet, but I have some of the ideas about going to AA for the first time. And, like, AA has a lot of funny phrases, like people who go into recovery.
You went to AA?
I've been to AA, NA, SA. Yeah, I've been to all different ones.
Ladies and gentlemen, I would like to present the first man in history to go to an Alcoholics Anonymous meeting, having never taken his friend drink.
I don't know if I'm the only person, but yeah. Well, you know, it's all the same. But so anyway, they have all these phrases like you fake till you make it, and you suit up and you show up, and all these different things. And I started thinking about
change behavior changes your attitude.
Just the whole thing about fake it till you make it, and how to use that as a joke. And so I'm kind of working on some things about that.
If you don't make a joke out of the fact that you went to an AA meeting and ain't never had a damn sniff of alcohol in your life.
That's pretty funny.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude, so that's my dealio. I'm just trying to play video games. And let's talk about some Sam Crow before we end up, and then maybe we'll end it up.
Well, I want to talk about something else. I want to tell you. The story I wanted to tell you last week that I don't think I've told you.
Oh, yeah. Tell me.
Dang, dude. I give you your setups and let you tell your stories. And
Tell me.
You're the worst talk show host ever. I know it's better than you.
I don't have my notes in front of me.
Don't you got a blue card? Ask me about how Target's going.
Yes. So you got a new movie coming out this month. Tell us. What's this clip now?
There you go.
Give us this clip.
Now, give me the setup. Come on, try it. For real.
Okay, I heard that you got a new job, and you're working in retail. Is that right? Retail. So what's that like?
Yeah, it's pretty cool. I'm glad you asked me about it. I hadn't really thought much about it, but, there's some funny situations. I'm almost – brother, I mean, let's face it. You and I are almost 40.
We're getting there.
I think just turned 38.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm 39. I am in my last year of my 30s. I've got about 10 months.
Scary, dude. That is scary.
30s. Isn't it? Scary. That means you got about a year and 10 months.
I'm totally I want you to know I'm 30. Totally petrified of it and totally self-conscious of it in every way.
Oh, dude. But I was scared of my 30s, too. But anyway, what that means is that when I go work for the first time in years, about a minimum wage job, which is all I want. I didn't want anything. I wasn't looking for anything big. I just needed to supplement my DJ income for the month or 2 months. And so I'm like the older statesman. I'm one of the old guys, right. I don't know about statesman.
Right.
I'm older.
You lost me on the statesman, but yes, I get it.
I might be the old guy. I don't know.
You're Bob. Anyway,
yes. Yeah, I'm Bob. For more information, little check bottom of the thing. We first talked about Bob last issue.
See, anyway. Exactly. See, last ish.
Smile and stay. Anyway.
And
that's how it went.
What the hell was that?
Somehow it started trying to dial.
What the hell are you doing, Kevin Harris?
My phone tried to dial. It was trying to get a pizza. Anyway, so I go to work over here, and most of the guys are all right. You know, a lot of them are just normal hipster type dudes that are just doing this while they're in college. There's a couple of them that are going to make a career out of this, and they're pretty much nerds. And then they got this two employees that just, anyway, one of them is this dude who's about, I'm going to guess 32.
Okay.
You know, and they're pretty liberal. The way the dress code works is you wear a red shirt and tan pants. That's it. They don't care. As long as it's red, tan, they don't care. You can, anything. And this guy, he's just, you know, I show up and I'm wearing a nice dress shirt, some Dickies. You know, I'm trying to look good because if I do stay at this place, I'm going to want to move up.
Right.
I'll put me on fries.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
I get you.
Get me off a cleanup.
Right.
Work my way to drive through.
Right.
Anyway, so this guy I'm working with, he's about, I guess he's probably 260 pounds.
Okay.
Wears just a t-shirt, just red t-shirt.
Okay.
And he's got this giant angle iron piece of cross around his neck that he wears outside his shirt. I wear a cross too. I wear it inside my shirt, unless Andy's around when I wear it outside my shirt because it bugs
him. Just to get him mad. Just to irritate him.
So this guy's got this cross hanging out, and he's a total broski. Everything is, sup, dude? How's it going, man? Ready to do this? And he's so lazy. He's so lazy.
I love him already.
This is how I know I'm old. I like the cash drawer. I like all the bills facing the right way. I like them all neat. I like this guy. If he puts, not only does he get the bills all funky in there, but like if somebody gives him change and his exact change, instead of taking the pennies and putting them with the pennies, the dimes are the dimes, he throws it all in the quarters. I want to suplex this guy so bad. But one of the things I'm working on is having a gratitude. I promise you, this is no joke.
One of the things I'm working on is to have a good
gratitude. I pray every morning. Every morning I wake up and I pray, God, please give me a good attitude today. Livers. And I go in there and I can let all this go. This guy walks up to me at one point. I'm helping a customer. I'm checking them out. And I'm, you know, swipe their card for their mature game, whatever. And this guy walks up behind me and gives me like the elbow and the kind of pushing thing. Mm-hmm. Like forearm in the back, kind of pushing, like, I'm sorry, am I in your way at the locker room? Did you need to get to the water fountain? Am I blocking your locker so you can get to third period? What's wrong with you? Shut up. Anyway, so that guy kind of bugs me. But the one that really chaps my ass. Mm-hmm. This woman, it's this 19-year-old girl, and she works cell phone department.
Is she attractive?
No. She might be if you're into that into midgets, but I'm not, so she's one of those girls that looks like a tall midget, you know?
Yep.
Has those proportions that are midgetish.
Yep.
But she's tall. And anyway, she has the worst damn attitude. Mm-hmm. Like the day I started till I got my name. Actually, I haven't talked to her more than a week because I just quit talking to her. But she called me, hey, noob.
What?
Noob. How's it going, noob? And her voice is like this, too. Her voice is all like this.
It's like dark. It's like deep.
It's like, it is,
she's
dude.
She's like some man.
And I'm like, okay, I just kind of ignored it for a while because I'm like, all right, you know, hey's the new guy, whatever. I go in one day.
Oh, snap.
And she goes, why do you always tuck your shirts in?
He likes it. You like, okay.
And I, well, my response was, well, because I'm an adult.
Oh, snap. You said that.
Yes.
Because you'd be.
Because I'm a grown up. Because I'm an adult. That looks weird. You're old. She says that to me.
Oh, snap. That's like You're fighting weird. Words, dude. That's like fighting words, man.
Not only that, but is that, am I wrong or did I just get harassed in the workplace?
You're going to get
it. Take it from a guy who's gotten fired.
Have you gotten fired from it?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You know that. Paychecks, baby.
Oh, snap.
So I look at her, and all I said to her is, I really hope you grow into that attitude one day. What does that mean? Nothing.
Figure it out.
Then, can I help you with something? Talk to the next guest. And then just shun. Shun. That's, Dwight Schrute shun.
That's quarter. The best way to do it, brother.
So she didn't bother me anymore. And, you know, other than that, it's no problem that isn't common to man. It's, you know, I'm working with people. The crazy thing, though, dude, I didn't realize this, but, and you may not realize this, but everybody know, everybody you've ever met, everybody you've ever went to work with goes to Target. You will not work one damn shift at Target without seeing somebody you ain't seen in 10 years.
Serious?
Serious as a heart attack. Day, I'm going to give you just some examples. Yeah, today,
give me some people you've met.
Today, I saw the third grade substitute teacher that I got in trouble for writing F you, Mrs. Anderson, on my paper and turning it in.
That's awesome.
Saw her today. I saw my boss from the early days of wash. I saw the girl that I had a big crush on when I was, before I married my first wife.
Who?
I'm not going to say the name.
Well, text it to me. Type on this. Let me laugh.
You was busy. You was busy getting married to
this case.
To A1.
Oh, this.
Yes! This is for all of you no-business-born rat soup-eating junkyard pepper gut insecure tied wrinkle-ass motherfucker. This is for y'all from the dog of all dogs, the top dog, Snoop Doggy Dog. Listen!
I really hope you're recording this.
No, I'm not, but now I want to, okay? So you're always...
Because you know the best part of the Biscuit Show is the arguments, well, right?
Here's the thing. Will you just let me do my thing and stop trying to be a pain?
I'm not. I just... I really need to hear that because okay. I really need to know.
You're going to listen to it right now.
Okay. Damn, I don't know why you're being so upset.
Okay. You probably can't. You will not work a day at shift unless you've seen people that you know. So he's like, you were talking about how you saw your third grade teacher or something or other.
So I said, oh, that's on there. I said that.
Yeah.
So I've already talked about I saw my third grade teacher that I wrote after yes. Mrs. Anderson, too.
Yes. Okay, so first let me just say to everybody, we're back. Sorry about that. We had a little problem with the technical difficulties. Our recording.
Our producer, the pretty girl May,
yes,
screwed up.
Our software was not being agreeable, and so we had some issues. But we're back, and now this is day two, so we're gonna just we're gonna kind of wrap things up. But Kevin, you wanted to make a few last comments on the issue about working at a public place like Target.
No, I'm good.
There we have it. Okay. Well, before we end, though, I did want to ask you, when are you gonna start dating? What's the deal with you and girls? You haven't dated in a while. What's going on with that?
Yeah.
You got somebody in mind?
No.
You have a commitment? Are you married
well,
to
Jesus? Well, you know, here's the thing.
Are
Boy,
you married
just,
to Jesus for a couple months, or what's going on?
No. Jesus and I are not in holy. Jesus is married to the church. He's not married
well,
to me.
I know there's some people, you know what I'm saying.
Well, there's some people that throw him a birthday party on Christmas Eve with cake and candles, too, but I ain't one of them.
Okay, so you're just waiting.
No, here's the bottom line. Here's the bottom line.
Yeah, because there's we have a lot of girl listeners that are, I think, your range, and they want to know.
That's not even true. There's not one girl listener that's not married to one of the hosts. There's just not. It's that simple. Any girls out there that are listeners, email in. No, here's the thing. I've gone through a lot of changes in my life. I've went through some recovery stuff. Right. And one of the things that I've walked away from is my old pattern of dating. And so if you guys remember in the early days of the Biscuit Show, we used to do the segment, The Online Date Doctor.
Yes. I forgot about that. Yes.
That is one of my boundaries. I'm not doing any online dating.
We need to do the online recovery date doctor. Now that you're in recovery, how do you do it?
Yeah. So there, that's the thing. There's no online dating. So here's the thing, dude.
Well, can I say, can I just say,
can I just finish,
yes,
please?
Yes.
What that puts me in the position of is that I have to find somebody
that's
the old-fashioned.
That's real.
And I have never had any I met Catherine's mom, my daughter's mom. I met in real life. Okay. I met at church.
Are we going to go there?
that's as far as we go down that road.
I'm like, how long are we staying up tonight?
But the thing is that in real life, and not that the internet's not real life, it is.
Well,
but yeah. The thing is that I have experienced a lot of rejection in dating trying to date people that I knew, trying to date close people that were close. I remember a very good friend of mine one time called and left me a voicemail at home as well on my answering machine. Might have been on my beeper, but he left me a message and he goes, "Hey, this is Andy. I just want to say that I want to become a nuclear scientist because I want to create a gene bomb that kills all the girls who just want to be friends."
I remember that.
Yeah. And that's, I ran into that a lot. Yep. I ran into that old chestnut a lot. And I don't, I'm not looking forward to going back into and hitting my head against that wall in any way, shape, or form.
Yep.
So the internet, dude, the internet dating, it is tempting. Tempting as heck. But I'm not going to be going down that road currently.
I hear you. I just want to say
it probably won't be Biscuit Show fodder.
Well,
and I'll let you talk.
Well, I'll tell you this. For one thing, everything is Biscuit Show fodder. But second, I completely agree and support your new stance on internet dating. I have never been a fan of it. I've always been very wary, and
though you've done it.
I actually have only went on one date with someone I did not know. Yes. I've went on one date with somebody who I didn't know personally, that I didn't meet personally. And, she was gorgeous, but that didn't go over. But yeah, it's just too weird, dude. It's just
weird.
Did we ever have
Mick tell the story of
which one?
The date that he had that you with her? Because if this is such a play.
Are you talking about the bait? About the bait and switch at the karaoke?
Bait and switch, yes. Yes.
I don't know if we ever did. We need to get him on to talk about the bait and switch because I was there and I was it was pretty funny.
Yeah. We're gonna start having, that's one of the things coming up here on the Biscuit Show, is we're gonna start having some guests come on. I believe next week we're gonna have our Sons of Anarchy special.
Yep.
And we're gonna have Eric the Ogre back. Longtime Biscuit, or original Biscuit, as it were. And we're going to invite him back. I believe he said he's going to do it. I believe Brian, a buddy of yours, Brian's coming on.
Yeah, Brian will be on.
And, And if we can twist his arm, we're going to try to get Mickey Ray on for the anniversary show.
That would be great. You know, and I just want to open up to everybody. Anybody who wants to send us a voicemail or message or audio clip, we would love to hear it. We will put it on the air on the show. Just send it to thebiscuitshow @gmail.com.
Yeah. And here's the question. Here's the question. Mm-hmm. What makes you a biscuit? That's what we want to hear from everybody.
Yeah.
Either by email or by voicemail or tweet or whatever.
That's right.
Tweet with the hashtag I'm a biscuit.
There you go.
We're going to try to get it trending in Fresno and Ventura.
That would be awesome. Was there anything else we wanted to talk about before we close it out?
Well, last night in that brilliant wrap-up we did a whole thing on Sam Crow.
I know.
But you're tired because you just got back from a date with your wife.
I know.
And she's probably – this is probably all being done while she's in the shower or something.
No, so it's not that romantic. It's just – We're going to Visalia tomorrow, so I got to do all my packing tonight, and I got to get all this stuff together. So, again,
we might have a meetup on Sunday at Bravo Farm.
That would be great. I want to thank everybody for listening. You can contact us at thebiscuitshow@gmail.com. I'm on Twitter at Andy Salazar on Twitter.
I'm on Twitter as AMERORIG, which is short for The American Original.
There you go.
You can find me on that. Or if you just need something simple, go to Andy's and find me as one of his followers. He's only got five.
Yeah. We also have a Facebook page. Come over to our Facebook page and like us, The Biscuit Show Podcast. Like the page. And I think you could sign up to be like a subscriber or something and get our news feed. I'm not sure how that works. We got that, and we also have the website, which is the Blogspot, so biscuitshow@blogspot.com. Come check us out. Thank you all for listening.
And one last thing.
Please.
Tonight's show is dedicated to the memory of Harry Morgan, otherwise known as Colonel Sherman Potter from MASH, who passed away this week at the age of 96.
That was sad.
So this is for you, Colonel Potter.
There you go, big guy. Okay.
All right, peace out.
Peace out. Holla.
Hey, dude.
What?
Do you think we could recreate that moment if you recorded it?
You mean right now?
Yeah, let's just do it. And then instead, we'll do like one of our little fake, big noisy, and then, all right, that's it. All right, let's get out of here. And then we'll just talk about that. And we'll just start singing.
I actually already, it's still recording.
Okay, you were doing it.
Yeah, I started it up again. Bye, everybody.
Good night. We'll be right back.
Bye.